someone make a lamp using a rag and a bottle?
Yes, I have.
Well, how'd they do that?
They would just take a closed mouth bottle, a small top, you know,
mm-hmm.
and maybe make a wick, plait a wick out of some cotton cloth, and it'll burn indefinitely.
What would they call that?
A lamp.
Did you ever hear it called a torch?
Oh, yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
You heard it called a...
Well, just not necessarily a torch, but a... I've heard that term used lately,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think the old people used it called a torch.
Did you ever hear of a flambeau?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. A flambeau was something on a pole, and they wrapped greasy, oil-soaked rags sometimes on a pole and burned it, and they call that a flambeau.
When would they use it?
For parades.
Like Mardi Gras?
Mm-hmm, or some special festivity. Christmas.
Do they celebrate Mardi Gras here?
Not here, no. Mm.
You have to go further south?
Yeah. You say you have to be in Lafayette, New Roads, New Orleans, Houma. They used to celebrate Mardi Gras here. But in the past 60 years, it haven't.
Say the child's just learning to dress himself. The mother would bring in the clothes and tell him, here.
And get dressed.
Or she hands him the clothes and says, now here.
Here are your clothes.
Okay. And if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, you don't need to be scared. I'm what's going to hurt you.
Won't.
Did you ever say I ain't?
No.
You don't ever use the word ain't?
No.
And say if I asked you, is that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no,
no, it was not me.
Okay. And if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a...
pattern.
And...
or sample.
Huh?
Sample.
If she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very...
attractive.
Or very...
beautiful.
Or just a more common term.
Nice.
Okay. And something a woman could wear over her dress in the kitchen.
An apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
fountain pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper.
Safety pen.
And soup you buy comes in a can made out of... what kind
tin,
of
huh? Aluminum tin.
Okay, and a dime is worth.
A dime is worth. Well, right now it's about 2 cents.
Well, it's supposed to be worth.
10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
A suit.
And if he just bought it, it'd be a
brand new suit.
What were the parts of a three-piece suit?
The pants, the coat, and the vest.
Any other name for vest?
Not that I know of.
You ever hear waistcoat?
No. I know that's an old term, but we never use that here.
What about another name for pants?
Trousers.
Hmm?
Trousers.
And something that a man would wear if he was working out around the barn.
Overalls.
And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and wanted it, you'd tell someone, would you run inside and...
bring me my coat.
They'd say, so he went in and he...
brought me my coat.
And say, here I have...
your coat.
I
have brought your coat.
And you'd say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
it fit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
full.
Or makes them do what?
Bulge.